Hello.
Hey, Anwar, it's Jerome Pratt with CBA. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. That's good. You were just I'm calling in regards to 636 Wright Drive. You had just spoken with Sid, one of our associates, about that place.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to touch base with you. I know you were looking for, I guess, offers on that piece of property. I mean, I just want to let you know I'm here for the conversation. Definitely would like to present you with the numbers at the end of this, but I also just want to answer any questions you may have and just ask a little bit about that piece of land. That sound good with you?
Yeah, no
Okay.
problem.
All right, got you. So if you could tell me, I mean, how did you come to acquire land?
Oh, there were a lot of properties on sale in that development. I forgot when I bought it. I'm guessing that it was like 1996 or 97, something like that. That's when I acquired it.
Got it. Got you. Got you. Got you. And you said you were doing a lot of there were a lot of development projects, so you were purchasing a good bit of land other places too, or?
No, I don't know who told you that. No, I'm an architect, and I just basically design for developers, but
Okay.
I do not develop myself.
Got you. Got you. Understood. Understood. And that is awesome. You're an architect. I mean, that's one of the careers I definitely would have gone in if I didn't choose this path. But yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you
Sure,
said you
sure.
got it a while back. And Sid did tell me you I guess no longer had plans to build on that lot.
Correct.
Got you. Got you. And I know it was a while ago that you bought the place, I mean the piece of land itself. Do you recall what you ended up purchasing it for at that time?
Something like $10,000-$11,000, something like that.
Got you. Got you. And what's got you motivated to let go of it now after all this time?
I don't think those are necessary discussions. I mean, if you want to buy it, and don't take me the wrong way, I'm basically you can offer me this, this type of interview is unnecessary. I don't think that I owe you the responses to what motivated me to sell and stuff like that. Sorry. I'm not spending time on that.
Got you, got you. And I'm sorry, I honestly didn't mean to offend you anyway or like,
No, 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 no.
put
You
you off.
did not offend me, but I don't think that in a transaction like this, those are the things are necessary. Basically, I told Seth that I'm not motivated to sell it. However, if I get the right offer, I'll sell it. And the right offer, just to, cut the conversation, short, my expectation would be the tax assessed value. That's what I'm going to be hoping to get for this. There are a lot of interest, believe me. I get like at least one call a day for this lot. And I only told that kind of pushed me to say, okay, I might sell it. And I'll sell it for the tax assessed value. So, if you think that's gonna work in your price range, then we can talk further and look into this. But if you think that's not something that you would work for you, then we might not, go any further on this.
Got you. Got you. And that does make sense. And the tax assessed value, just to clarify, what did you see that as on your side?
I think last year I saw it like $35,000. I haven't checked it lately.
Got you. Got you. Got you. I definitely am seeing similar. It's closer to the Yep, 34, 35 range for that property itself. And just
Yeah,
to,
recent last year I actually had an offer for $32,000, but I was totally not motivated to sell it. So, you know, this time I'm thinking that I have been carrying this for too long and I don't think I'm going to develop it myself. I mean, I'm not going to build a house for me. It's really not. I have been a Northern Virginia resident for a long time, and it's not quite like a location for a vacation home or something. So I kind of thought that I might as well sell it.
Got you. No, I can understand that. I definitely can. You know, it's just one of those things where it might just be time. I completely get that. And with that being said, just to clarify also on my side, it is 0.63 acres, correct?
You know, I think you are right. I was going to say 0.6 acres, but I may not know exactly what it is.
0.6, got you. Got you. Now I think you are right, 0.6. I actually was working with a similar sized piece of land earlier today, so I might be getting those numbers mixed up, but I'm pretty sure it is 0.6.
Yeah.
So that's definitely good to know. And it's, I know I haven't been out to that piece of property. Online, there aren't too many pictures. Just to clarify also, it's not a corner lot, is it?
It is not, no.
Okay. All right, gotcha. And do you know what is built on the sides of it or around it, or has it been developed at all?
I think the last time I visited the place, that would be sometime last year, you know, like early spring last year. I saw there is a house on each side of this lot, left and right.
Got you. Well, I mean, seems like there's some activity in it. And it hasn't been cleared out at all. There's still mostly trees, or have you done anything?
Yeah, it's a tree block.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so with it being wooded, I mean, it's of course, when it comes to lots, there's not a ton of work. It's either it's cleared out or not, so it's just a matter of us having to do that. And you know, I want this to be as seamless as possible. Numbers are the easiest part of this. You know, we do have, of course, the bandwidth to we purchase things in that area all the time. So,
sure.
But we do present it to a network of investors as well sometimes. So I can say the trees being there might be a little bit of a hindrance for us to get all the way to assessed value, but I still want to give you the best of what we can.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you know, a lot of other companies would want to lowball and just string you along. I don't know. Have you been through that at all with these?
Not really. Like I said, you know, there has been a lot of calls on this, and, you know, I really didn't want to go too far with anyone because I was not decided whether I would sell it or not.
Gotcha. And I mean, I know you said you're leaning more towards it, but I mean, if we were to get to perfect numbers today, would you be in the position to go ahead and let this piece of land go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm only talking to you because I decided that if I get the right price, I'll sell it.
Gotcha. Gotcha, and that does make sense. You know, like I said, numbers are the easiest part of this. No risk situation for us. The numbers would look like more towards the 25K side of things.
Yeah, no, I would not go there because even today I'm sorry. I said it wrong. I already had an offer September for $32,000, and I didn't sell it. So no, I mean, then my bottom line would be definitely that price. Like I tried to tell you that I'm really not desperate to sell this property.
Understood, understood, for sure. And that's not like, you know, my end-all offer. It really is just, like I said, a no-risk to us type of offer.
Sure. No, I understand. Sorry, I kind of jumped the gun, but I do understand, yeah.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is, I mean, I want to do my best to meet you at that 34 to 32 range. Would 32 get you out of the door today?
No, because like I said, you know, I would have taken that offer if that was something that I was like met my expectation. But no, I think that type of interest is in the market. If I'm serious about selling it and if I market it, I'll probably sell it for that price for you know, $35,000 range easily. But between you and me, you know, I will not take any offer less than 35. This property has a annual HOA of like $1,100. And over the years, like last 28 years, I paid like $30,000 only in HOA.
Got you. No, that is, you mind me asking the neighborhood that it's in that requires that HOA?
It is called Lake Lander.
Lake Lander.
Yeah. Have you been to that neighborhood?
I'm familiar with the Ruther Glen area, but I'm not sure I've been to Lake Lander.
Okay. So. You know, the only reason I'm asking is because it's a very beautiful community. It's a gated community, and it has two lakes in it. It has big clubhouse, few swimming pools, very nice, you know. I'm an old person, and I don't have any kids or anybody. Otherwise, I probably would have decided to go there. And, you know, over the years, when I bought it, I had younger children and everything. And now that they are all grown up and they are not interested, that's why I'm kind of trying to get away from this. Thinking of getting it from there.
Got you. And that makes sense. It does make sense.
Yes.
I can say I want to meet you on your side of things. I don't know if we'd be able to meet you at that, but due to the fact, you know, I don't know if you've seen what other plots have gone for in that Lake Lander area, but it's pretty much, you know, retail at that point.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you because I myself, you know, they publish a local, like a newsletter type of thing. And properties for sale comes up in there. And I see the prices ranging there from beginning from $28,000 to like $110,000 because lakeside properties are more expensive. But, you know, similar properties like I have seen that there are properties for sale for $28,000 to $40,000. I don't know what qualifies one to be $40,000 and what disqualifies the other one to be $20,000. But you are right. You know, I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah.
There are properties for cheaper price.
Yeah. I mean, It really does just vary on some of those like little things of where the positioning of the lot, this, that, and the third, the corner lot versus middle, couple of different factors.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my one last question I do have for you is, have you considered, well, I guess, what is the reason you haven't considered listing the piece of land per se through like MLS or even to an open network of investors?
Truly speaking, you know, first of all, I'm certainly not there. You know, it has been there for so long and really not, I'm not in desperate need of money or anything at this point. Not a lot. Mm-hmm. So I never considered selling it. I thought that one of my children can probably build a house there someday. So I'm not going to count on that part anymore. That's why I might sell it, but the main point is that, like I said, you know, I mean, I don't feel the need to sell it yet. Things may change, you know, I may need the money.
Mm-hmm.
I may become more desperate. So.
Understood. I definitely do understand that. So, I mean, at this point, I would, even if you're open to it, consider we could list this property for you. So that way, you know, we can attempt to get not just investor value, but even higher value for that property. We have listed in this area before. So, I mean, if you're open.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna list it for sale. You know, I have a lot of other options, like I said, I'm an architect and I work with a lot of developers. And, you know, I can, if I want to build a house and sell it, I can do that. I mean, I do that design for them and they would be happy to help me out on this. Those are the reasons why, you know, I'm not thinking so desperately of selling it. And I don't need to list it. So any of these things may or may not.
Gotcha. Definitely understood that. I do. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely, you know, look at the options as well. I can say so myself.
Sure.
I mean, if it's a deal that can't be done, it's a deal that can't be done. It's no harm, no foul.
Hello?
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I was just saying if it's a deal that can't be done, it's no harm or no foul. What I'll do is if your offer of 35 still stands, I can at least take it to an owner and our owner and see if that's something he's willing to do. But I just wouldn't.
Sure.
Go any higher.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. All right, so what I'll do is I'll take it again and keep you posted on my findings. But yes, and we can go from there.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right, well, I appreciate you for your time, Mr. Anwar, and you know, I hope you have
a great day. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Have a good day. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.